Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moras and a Miriam Baschana, Rabbi Tzukyona Ben Chana, and for Shmuel Alexander Ben Echagitel, Baruch Abad Tzlacha, B'chol Maaseh Yedeim. It says in the Torah, Zek Keli Van Veyu, Esnoi Lefanov B'mitzvah. Zek Keli Van Veyu means, I will become, Chazal say, beautiful before Hashem in mitzvahs. So we learn from these words of the Chachamim that the roots of the avodah of Hiddur Mitzvah is rooted in the Ma'ora of Kriyas Yamsuf. Because during Kriyas Yamsuf we said, Ze Keli Van Veil. What we would like to understand is why is the avodah of Hiddur Mitzvah learned from Kriyas Yamsuf, from a pasuk that was said at Kriyas Yamsuf. And so explains Maran HaRav Hutner in his Pachad Yitzchak and Maimer Nun Zayin. B'chdei l'mtzoas mekomo shel shorash avodas hidur mitzvah b'neis hayam. Aleinu l'haktim es hamavur b'maimer tez zayin. He says, you want to know why the avodah of hidur mitzvah is found in the neis alayam? We have to go to Maimer tez zayin of this sefer, Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach. And there he explains that in the bracha of Rifa'enu of Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Ki silaseinu ata, because you are our praise. And we have to understand, these words of Ki silaseinu ata is shayich to all bakashas. In all bakashas we can say, you are our praise. Why dafka in the bakasha of Rifuah? So the opinion of the Maharal is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not begeder Sipur Shvach of Shalmakom, Ella Sibur Tovos of Shalmakom Umaisa Chasad of Imanu. It's not Pshat that we're saying the praises of God, rather the favors that God bestowed upon us. Because you can't say Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then you have the famous Gemara that says that one of the Rabbanim was praising Hashem a lot. He was giving him all these words of praise. And then the other Rav said to him, Siyam Tinu Lekula Shvachi Demarach, did you finish praising your master? You can't do it. Mia Malag Voros Hashem Reshmeo Kol Tilaso. Who can say all the praises of Hashem? Only somebody can say all of his tehillos. And since you can't, anything you say is subtracting kibiyachal chas v'shalom from the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be that we can say with great awe, fear, and trembling that Yetzias Mitzrayim is different. That in Yetzias Mitzrayim you're allowed to say the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu afilu al derech shvacho shel makom. Because this taina of siyamtinu l'kula shvacha demarach, the Gemara says, is a mashal to a king who has kalim of gold, and you praise him that he has kalim of silver. So it's mistabed, this is only shaykh if the kalim are for the use of the king, that the king acquired for his needs, and therefore there is a diminishing of the greatness of the king when you praise him with clay kesef. Masha enkein, where the king acquired these kalim just to be mispoyer in this kalim, just to glorify in these kalim, and that is why he showed these kalim to everybody. So this glorification of the king is going to be according to the hasag, according to the comprehension and perception of each and every individual, because that's the idea of the midah of hisparus, to glorify yourself, is that it's mechaven itself to every person, everyone that you're trying to glorify yourself in their presence, to them, towards them. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu here kiviyachol is mispired to us, so memela here there's no taina of siyam tinu l'kula shvacha demarach. Here we're allowed to praise him, because the whole word is he did these miracles in order that we should praise him. About Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, hispa'er alai, and also l'man tisaper es asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. So here the whole vort is in order tafka that we should be misaper, hispa'er alai, the whole idea of being mitpa'er. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these miracles dafka that we should glorify him. And that being the case, there is no taina of not saying all the praises of Hashem, because here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it dafka in order that we should just say Hashem's praises, each one according to their own hasaga. Here you don't have to say all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was only doing these miracles in order that we should praise him on our own level.
And therefore you can't say, oh, you have to say all of his praises if you're going to stop praising him. Here it's different. Here it's dafka in order to be praised. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that we can't say all of his praises. So
now the union of refuah was promised to the Jewish people b'kesher with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says, "Kol amachel asher santi b'Mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha." Umemela, since the whole union of refuah, all the machelas that I put in Mitzrayim, I won't put on you because I am God who heals you. We add in the bracha of refuah the special explanation of ki sihilaseinu ata, because you are our praise. Because that is the way it is supposed to be. Anything that's shaykh to Yetzias Mitzrayim is about pe'er. Leman tisaper. That Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole word of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is in order that we should relate God's praises. So since refuah is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is about the glorifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so memela, refuah is also about glorifying Kadosh Baruch Hu, kisil seinu ata, because you are our praise. And that's why Chazal, the Mekubalim, teach us that Pesach is not shukan Pesach, speech, a mouth speaking, because the Nisim, the Osis, and the Mofsim, the Tzius Mitzrayim, are the first ones about what were done, l'shem hisparis, v'tas l'cha shem, Kahayom Hazed, you made for yourself a name. It was all about Kiviyachol making a name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's no taina if we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the miracles that he did for us, that we're minimizing his praise, because here he did the miracles so that we should praise him, everybody on their own level. And that is Pesach. Pesach, the mouth speaks and is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to its own understanding, and it's not Choshesh that the kilos, that the praise, is going to be minimized b'klei kesef instead of b'klei zav, like the mashal of the Gemara, with silver kalim and not with gold kalim. So we now have to understand, according to this, how this relates to hiddur mitzvah, why we learn hiddur mitzvah by kriyat yam suf. So Marana Rav Hutner explains that the Iker Inyan of Hiddur is the attempt to find charm in the eyes of the other. It says in the Pasuk, Al tishader bifnei melech. What does that mean? Don't wear a garment in with which you are trying to find favor in the eyes of the king. The Inyan of Hiddur is trying to find favor in the eyes of the other. So to hiddur mitzvah is to beautify the chefetz of the mitzvah so that anybody who sees it should praise its beauty. We find by an esrog, a minion of hisparus, benoy shel esrog, because it says hadar. It says that it should look beautiful. So that inyan of the hiddur, of the hadar by esrog, is to find beauty in the eyes of others, that others should look at this esrog and say, "Vu azah shayne esrog." So now we're zochet to find the roots of the avodas of hiddur mitzvah in the ma'or of kriyas yamsuf. Because kriyas yamsuf is gemar yitzias mitzrayim. The whole inyan of yitzia is the hanhaga of his spirus, of God glorifying himself. And kemayim apanim lepanim, so to the heart of Knesset Yisrael, Leviem Shevashamayim, that just like God does beautiful acts that we appreciate him. We see the glory in God, so God should also see the glory in us. Therefore, the Gilui of Hisparus Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing God doing these acts in order that we should glorify in him, we should see the glory of God, arouses in Knesset Yisrael the Hanhogas HaHisparus Be'avodas Yotzra. It arouses this Hanhaga of glorifying ourselves by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our Avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was glorified in Tzias Mitzrayim, so do we glorify ourselves in mitzvahs b'fnei Hashem. And that Hanhaga of Hisparus, Binyane Avodas Hashem, That is the inyan of hiddur mitzvah. Hisnoi lefanav b'mitzvahs. Talis noe. Sukkah noe. Lulav noe. We should have beautiful mitzvah objects. Why should we have beautiful mitzvah objects? Because this is the time. God did these acts that we should see the beauty of Him. So we do acts that God should see the beauty in us. That is the hiddur mitzvah. The tshuka of the Jewish people for the avoda of hiddur mitzvah is transformed into shiras hayam ve'anveyu esnoi lefanov b'mitzvahs. And not only that, but the deep feeling that we have will add the explanation of the Chachamim in the Nutrikon of Ve'anvehu. What does Chazal say Ve'anvehu means? Ani Vehu, me and him, Mahu Afani. Just like he is a certain way, so too I will be the same way. Because the whole inyan of Noi, of beauty, that Knesset Yisrael so desires and sings about when they say Ve'anvehu, emerges from this hegesh, from this equation of mahu af ani. Because that's exactly what we're talking about. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us his hanhaga of his sparus, he shows us his miracles so that we see the glory of God, so too I will have a beautiful mitzvah object so he sees the beauty and the glory in me. And from there we also learn that just like God has certain midos, so too I also have good midos. The same beauty of God and the beauty of God's midos, I will also mirror that. So this vanveyu, this ani vehu, is reflected on both levels. Ani vehu and esnoi lefanav b'mitzvah. So this zek keli vanveyu, this is my God, ve'anveyu, and I will glorify in him. I will be mahadir, the mitzvah, because God is also mahadir. God also did acts of glory. I will also be noy. I will also have beautiful mitzvahs. Just like God found favor, kavyachol, in my eyes, I will find favor in God's eyes, my beautiful mitzvahs. Just like ve'anveyu, anivahu, just like God has beautiful midos, he's rachum and chanun, I too will reflect God and have beautiful midos. And this is Torah of Me'ein Olam Haba, and we should all be zoche to beautify ourselves, beautify our midos, glorify in the ways of God, and be zoche mitzvashem to the kiyum of Hashem Yimloch le'olam vad, as we say at the end of the Shira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship should rule over the entire world. V'haya Hashem le'melech al kol ha'aretz, v'yom ahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you.